Chapter 5. Hiram, king of Tyre, sent his servants to Solomon, for he had heard that they had anointed him king in the place of his father, for Hiram was ever a lover of David. Solomon sent to Hiram, saying, "You know how that David my father could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, for the wars which were about him on every side, until the Lord put them under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest on every side. There is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. Behold, I purpose to build a house for the name of the Lord my God, as the Lord spoke to David my father, saying, Your son, whom I will set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name. Now therefore command that they cut me cedar trees out of Lebanon, and my servants shall be with your servants, and I will give you hire for your servants according to all you shall say. For you know there is not among us any who knows how to cut timber like the Sidonians." It happened, when Hiram heard the words of Solomon, that he rejoiced greatly and said, "Blessed be the Lord this day, who has given to David a wise son over this great people." Hiram sent to Solomon, saying, "I have heard the message which you have sent to me. I will do all your desire concerning timbers of cedar and concerning timbers of fir. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon to the sea, and I will make them into rafts to go by sea to the place that you shall appoint me, and will cause them to be broken up there, and you shall receive them, and you shall accomplish my desire in giving food for my household." So Hiram gave Solomon timbers of cedar and timbers of fir according to all his desire. Solomon gave Hiram 20,000 measures of wheat for food for his household, and 20 measures of pure oil. This is what Solomon gave to Hiram year by year. The Lord gave Solomon wisdom as he promised him, and there was peace between Hiram and Solomon, and the two made a league together. King Solomon raised a levy out of all Israel, and the levy was 30,000 men. He sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month at a time. A month they were in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Adoniram was over the men subject to forced labor. Solomon had 70,000 who bore burdens, and 80,000 who were stone cutters in the mountains, besides Solomon's chief officers who were over the work, 3,300, who bore rule over the people who labored in the work. The king commanded, and they hewed out great and costly stones, to lay the foundation of the house with work stone. Solomon's builders, and Hiram's builders, and the Gebalites did fashion them, and prepare the timber and the stones to build the house.